Dino, what do you make of the 10-race card there?
Yeah, a lot of scratchings, and be interested to see how the track plays. Weather has certainly fined up, but they copped a lot of rain yesterday at Cranbourne. And usually Rail 7 metres plays pretty fairly, but it will be slogging ground, so it might be hard to pick up from the back.
Any thoughts on how the track might play, Warren?
Oh, I think they will use a bit of it, as Willie intimated that they might. And I think as we get into the day, it'll cut up a bit. It's interesting. Obviously, we have a lot of racing, so there's options for trainers, but a lot of talk that there's too much synthetic racing, and then we get a winner meeting on heavy ground, and we get a truckload of scratchings also.
Yeah, and we lost Bendigo during the week as well, so two in a week, not so good. All right, let's get underway with the first event, and this is a pretty good field, this, for the three-year-old and up maiden over 1,000 metres. The scratchings here are 4, 5, 8, 11 and 12, and all eyes will be on number 9, Octane, the favourite. 225 for Mick D, Kiramar and David Eustis are the trainers of this $1 million-plus colt. I think the highest colt ever sold at Inglis in Melbourne. I Am Invincible, ex Serena. Closely related to the quarterback, I think, Dino, is that right?
Half brother.
Yep, there you go. And has trialled at Cranbourne, a fourth of 12 in a Cranbourne trial on the 6th of August. 13 Bionics at 390, 10 Train the Brave, 7 2 Shoot for Kumar at 750, 3 Simshar at $8. Dino.
Yeah, 1.4 million. You don't see my name in the ownership of this one.
I was just looking for that.
Yeah. Oh. Bit soft, I know. I am tipping Octane. I thought his jump outs have been pretty steady at Caulfield, but I thought his trial last Monday was quite good and probably good enough to run well in this maiden. I think the tempo of 1,000 metres will suit. He sort of had a bit of a high head carriage mid-trial, and maybe he just wants the speed on here, and he'll probably get it. And I think he'll run well. Bionics will probably provide that speed and has the race experience on the board and looks a good chance. Train the Brave, another one from the Ellerton Zara stable I've put in for third, and then maybe Flying Encounter, another one with race experience. But looks a good race for Octane to kick off as a winner. 9, 13, 10, 15.
Warren?
Yeah, looking forward to the unveiling. I think anything over $1 million, it can be classed as an unveiling of a horse when they appear at the races for the first time. And scratchings have really changed this race. I think the Godolphin Runner, Heimel and Nuclear Blitz had both trialled up really nicely to resume, and they would have provided some real competition, but it's probably now a good scenario for Octane. 9 out of 13 Bionics, who I've been batting up for a bit, was okay first up and fitter, and I do think the race falls away, and Train the Brave, the stablemate and Flying Encounter, next best, but almost by default than anything else, I'll put them in 9, 13, 15 and 10.
So same four there, 9, 13, 10, 15 for Dean, 9, 13, 15, 10 for Warren in race one. Race number two is a three-year-old maiden at set weights over 1,200 metres. Scratchings are 1, 2, 5, 9 and 11. Our favourite is number 10, Medieval Miss, here at 225. This is a first starter for the Lindsay Park team, and Regan Bayless has the ride off the inside gate. One trial, and it was eighth in its trial, this Camelot filly. We haven't seen too many Camelots here in Australia as yet. Number four, Irish County, $2.90 on debut here for Mick Price. 7, Sabres, $5.50. 12, Smart Style, $8.50. Warren.
Yeah, I think the market's identified the two main chances. They planned their hand a bit with Irish County in the Bendigo meeting that was called off during the week. There was good money for the horse pre-post for the Mick Price stable. Ollie to ride. I'm going to go with 4 ahead of 10, Medieval Miss, who has jumped out nicely to make her debut. I think they're the two, but the ground's obviously a query under race conditions. I thought 3 Grand Jury, typical of the Waterhouse and Bott stable, fit to go to the races, and we don't know on the ground, but certainly if race fitness that you can build from jump outs and trials is going to count for something, I think Grand Jury will have a bit of that, and I'll put 7 Subrays in, who's jumped out okay for the Weir stable as next best, 4, 10, 3, 7.
Dino?
Yeah, I'm tipping Medieval Miss. The ground's probably a query, but the Gallic Dream jump out was good. I thought she was sharper than that filly, actually, and looked to go well. Subrays, I liked the trial at Ballarat, thought it went well enough to be competitive. Irish County, wasn't a fast time by any means, but went okay. And Grand Jury, I thought, trial quite okay as well. As Warren said, it'll probably be in the run from the Waterhouse Bot stable. 10-7-4-3.
10-7-4-3 for Dean. 4-10-3-7 for Warren in race number two. We go to race number three on the card, and this is a three-year-old event here. I'm maiden over 1,200 metres. First leg of the early quad. 5 and 11, Stay at Home. 2 Fast Star is the favourite at $2.60. Damien Lane riding for Ellerton Zara. 1 run at Hillside on the 25th of July. 5th behind Thine is the Power. Number 9, Linda Maria at $5. On debut here for the Snowdens. 10, Miss Matriarch also at 5. 7 Welsh Guard, $6.50. 4 Mr. Grizzle, $8. And that is your market for those under $10, Dean.
Yeah, I thought this was a pretty tough race to assess. A lot of first starters. And I thought that Mr. Grizzle might be an interesting runner. It'll be interesting to see how Sabres goes in race 2. They trialled together recently, and I thought Mr. Grizzle trialled okay. Just at the odds, I could have something on it. Linda Maria wasn't tested in a recent Flemington trial, but went well and backing the Snowdens in, keeping it in on the heavy ground. Fast Star was more than adequate on debut. It had trialled up nicely before that first up run, and just think it's very well found in the market here. And 10, Miss Matriarch, next best, looked okay in a jump out recently at Terrelgan, making its debut 4.9 2.10.
Warren?
Learn a bit here, but I thought Fast Star did do enough on debut, over 1,000 metres, strong through the line in what I think will be a good form race. The ground's a query, but up to 1,200 metres I think is a positive for 2. Ahead of 4, Mr. Grizzle, who was really strong in a recent jump out. I think he'll be able to get through the ground. That jump out appeared to be on testing ground. Didn't mind a jump out of Welsh Guard on debut for the Maloney stable and Black Bow Tie. Yeah, Jeff Wheeler doesn't have a lot of horses in work now.
Trialled well.
Probably only the one. I think it's trialled up nicely. Yeah, we'll learn a bit about out of this race. I'll put them in 2, 4, 7, and 1.
2, 4, 7, 1 for Warren. 4, 9, 2, and 10 for Dean, race 3. Race 4, a 3-year-old and up maiden at set weights, 1,400. Take out 2, 5, 10, 11, and 16. Heading the market, number 3, Equally Wild at 3.10 for Matty Brown, playing on his home deck. Had a big price winner during the week, did Matty Brown. 14, Subrunner at 3.40. 1, Baldy, $5. 8, Shark Bride at $7.50, Warren.
Might have had a winner yesterday, too. Did Miss Skeptical might have won at Maui, and I think he can probably win here. I think he'd be happy that the rain's come overnight. He seems very comfortable in the ground, Equally Wild, and I thought his most recent run was solid enough on soft ground, but he handles heavy ground well. He's got the form through Eduardo going back only a couple of starts. Visor on and the winkers off. 3 ahead of 14, Subrunner. I think that the run first up was better than it looked, and is probably the main danger to my eye in a race that has been weakened by scratchings. Shark Bright fitter for 1-1 back from a spell, and Anchorman just keep whacking away. Might be looking for further, but as I said, I do think the race falls away. 3, 14, 8 and 13.
Dean?
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers, but I'm going to go with Subrunner. I thought it ran quite well first up and will be better for that run. Thought it had a good chance here from 13 Anchorman, whose last run was a bit plain, but previous run's okay. Equally Wild, it's very close to a win, got a very good chance, and I've put in 8 Shark Bright next best, but yeah, probably a pretty low confidence race here, Trent. 14, 13, 3 and 8.
14, 13, 3 and 8 for Dean. 3, 14, 8, 13, Warren, race number 4. Race number 5, a 3-year-old and up maiden at set weights again, 1,400 metres the journey. Non-runners at 10, 13 and 16, and heading the market at 2.20 is number 8, Bossy Rose. Damien Lane riding forward, Darren Weir second at her past 2, this 4-year-old street boss mare. We've got 1 Exclaim at $5.50, 4 Miley's Man $6, so too number 11, Parmageddon. And also in the market, number 14, Western Supermare at $8, Dean.
It does look a really good chance for Bossy Rose to break through. She had the 2 runs back. Both runs have been sound. 2 runs on soft ground have been good. This is a different sort of track again, but she's well suited, I think, to break through. I thought Parmageddon ran quite well at big odds behind Shock Shock last start. That's the same form as Bossy Rose, so I'm putting her in. Miley's Man was a good place getter at odds first up, and Exclaim maybe next best. Been a bit disappointing riding the speed of late, but this race does drop away. 8, 11, 4 and 1.
Warren?
I'm keen on Bossy Rose here, and I'm buoyed by the fact that on a Sunday morning, Weary knew that she was going around and she had a good
chance. It's a good lead, isn't it?
It is. She jumped out well going into this preparation. Her 2 runs have been good. She's fit now, and I'm going to go with her and keen on her. Western Supermare, I liked her work going into her debut run. I think 1,400 metres with the blinkers on, capable of improving. Exclaim might be next best for me, and Parmageddon coming through that form line behind Shock Shock, which I'm trusting next best. Keen on 8 ahead of 14, 1 and 11.
8, 14, 1 and 11 for Warren. 8, 11, 4 and 1 for Dean, race number 5. We go to race 6, final leg of the early quad. 3-year-old and up maiden over the 1,600 metres this time, and the non-runners are 7, 14, 16 and 19. Favourite is number 4, Peppino. Is it the day? Start number 16. 4 miners yet to break through for this 4-year-old son of Piero. Steve Richards trains. Dean Holland has the ride today. Second at Lakeside behind Alibretto last time out. Number 5, Sanrima tied at $5.50. Was good on debut at Echuca for Mick Price. 11, Midori Yama at 7.50. 13, She's Deluxe at 9.50, Warren.
Might be a nice horse, Alibretto, too, and a tick-over trial at Cranbourne from the Graham Begg stable. And look, I'm trusting that form, and it's been a bit of a stop-start preparation for Peppino, but trying to get a bit of continuity into the racing, I'm going to go with 4 ahead of 5. Sanrima Tide, who was good on debut behind Sargent, who was just even midfield yesterday, but that was no doubt a stronger race. Coolacani didn't have a lot of luck last start. The first up run for the new stable was good, and 15 on our honour. Next best for me, 4, 5, 9, 15.
Dean?
Yeah, I think they've got to be the two main chances, Peppino and Sanrima Tide, and they're at different phases of their career. Peppino's 15 starts in and hasn't won, but he's often running good races and raced well, and I think has got a good chance. Sanrima Tide was massive odds on debut and ran well. Gets Damien Oliver here. I think it's got a good hope. She's Deluxe had a setback after its first up run, resumes here. And 9, Coolacani, who didn't have a lot of luck last start after she missed a start, could be an improver at a price. 4, 5, 13 and 9.
4, 5, 13 and 9 for Dean. 4, 5, 9, 15 for Warren in race 6. Race 7 kicks off the quarter. It's a class 1 over 1,500 metres. Scratchings 3, 5, 8, 13, 15 and 16. Favourite number 12, Pageantry, who won on debut back in January last year, hasn't won since. She's just got the one win from 19 outings. She's our favourite at 250. 1, Aroa Tamana, 370. 6, Tourniquet, $6. 4, Bonfire Gold at 10. Dean?
Yeah, I have fallen into Pageantry a lot. And
likewise.
She's short enough here, but I think the gear change to the blinkers back on, the right sort of race, the one exposure to wet ground or heavy ground was good. She's got as good a hope as any. She's just a little bit short for mine at that price. Aroa Tamana's got a chance. Her recent or his recent efforts have been quite sound. 4, Bonfire Gold. I think certainly got some hope here at a price. And Tourniquet was a neat win last start, but I'll be loading this leg of the quaddy up. 12, 1, 4 and 6.
Warren?
Couldn't back her at the price, but I think you've got a tipper, and the blinkers quite often when Weary puts them on, it gets the desired result. I want to have my top four in the quaddy here, Pageantry. Aroa Tamana has been racing well enough. I think there's a race recently where just did a bit too much work on the speed and forgiving of that run. Overall performances have been solid. Tourniquet was good last start. This is obviously tougher. And Bonfire Gold handles the ground. He can be a little bit of a hit and miss type of horse, but getting fitter, he might just relax a little bit better on. Sure, there's more talent than we've seen recently. 12-1-6-4.
12-1-6-4 for Warren, 12-1-4-6 for Dean. Race number 8, a Fillies and Mares benchmark, 78 over 2,060 metres, I should say. 11, 12, 13 and 14 not playing today. 5, Zeta, 250 and favourite, back from a trip to Sydney. 4, We Jilly at 440. 8, Behave, 650. $9 for 1 Street Spun and $10 for 6 Parallel World and 9 Citrus Wish, Warren.
This is my value of the day, Street Spun. She's up there with the weight, but that run last start was just almost a tick-over run. It was the final for the Apprentices series, and David Brydack had a runner for Rose Pearson there, but I think that would keep her in good stead for this race. Up there in the weights, but she's earned it, handles the ground, and I think she can run well, particularly on an each-way basis at a good price. 1 Street Spun ahead of Wee Gilly, who's getting fitter, and this looks like a good scenario for her. Citrus Wish is comfortable in the ground, and Zeta, back from that trip to Sydney, there's been merit in virtually all the runs to date. I just think it's a little bit tight in the market, but certainly a chance. 1 each way ahead of 4, 9 and 5.
Dean?
Yeah, I've tipped Zeta. I think she's come up very well this campaign and progressing with each run and better for that run at 2,000 metres. I think she's pretty well suited, number 5, to beat 9 Citrus Wish, who hasn't won for a while, but she's her recent form's okay, and she's a winner here. I think she can be very competitive. Street Spun mightn't be a disadvantage today. I don't think I've seen a mare draw so badly through her career. Whenever she draws well, she nearly wins or goes close, as she did 3 and 2 starts back, and then she got run off her feet last start. She's got a coat with 60 kilos and a bit of an awkward draw, but she's right in the mix, and I've put in the Don Chest next best. She hasn't won for a while, but I think back to 2,000 metres suits and might be next best. 5913.
5913 for Dean, 1495 for Warren. We go to race 9, a benchmark 70 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings 4, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 and 16. Number 1, Enigman, the favourite at 3.30 here for Mara and Eustace. Could be a big day for that new training duo. Won well first up at Mildura. did this five-year-old gelding. Five Epic Nomad at four, two Brahmos 420, three Tarinda 750, six Expensive also 750, so too the nine Hell of a Babe. Dino.
Yeah, I'm forgiving of Epic Moment, who pulled up with issues first up, but and that was on dry ground, but he's very comfortable on soft ground and could bounce straight back to form here. Second run for the Nathan McPherson Yard to beat one Enigman, who was quite good winning first up. Brahmos is a talent. This is a suitable race for him, and I've put in nine Hell of a Babe next best. Wasn't disgraced at Flemington last start. 5129.
Warren.
I think it's an even race. I'm going to go with Tarinda here. Three ahead of two Brahmos, who gets the blinkers on and will be fitter. Expensive will be looking for further, but could be strong late. And Enigman was well supported and did the job well last start. Bit of a wide race for me. I thought 3, 2, 6, and 1.
3, 2, 6, 1. Warren, 5, 1, 2, 9. Dean. Race 10, the last. Fillies, a benchmark 70 over the mile. Scratchings are 3, 5, 10, 11, 14, and 18. Heading the market for Waterhouse Bot, 15 Fun Fact 240, 7 Benny Goes Berserk 420, 13 Jane's Angel 650, 9 Shockwin at 8, $9 for 16 Armed and Ready. Warren.
I thought that's good value about Armed and Ready, who was good first up and will be fitter. I think, again, it's an even race, as a number of the legs of the quaddies are. 16 ahead of the stablemate, Jane's Angel, who has raced herself back into a bit of form on the evidence of her most recent run. Benny Goes Berserk and Fun Fact certainly worth including, as I will be with Royal Ace, who gets the blinkers on for the Weir Stable. 16, 13, 15 and 7.
Dean?
I think there's an outstanding value chance here. Number 6, Penthouse Poet, who's just a dead set wet tracker. He's 5 goes at Cranbourne, 2 wins, and I don't think he's been going that badly. I just think he needs the wet ground, and he gets it here. I think he's huge odds to beat 13 Jane's Angel, who was good last start. 15 Fun Fact was on the quick backup last start. Just hope he doesn't have a flat run off such a big win last start, but off that run he can run well, and Benny Goes Berserk getting fitter. But I'm going wide in the quaddie, but I think 6 is huge value. 6, 13, 15 and 7.
6, 13, 15 and 7. 16, 13, 15 and 7 for Warren. Best value quaddie and play of the day, please, Dino.
The best, Trent, is early in the day, one of the first starters I'm going to take a punt on, race 2, number 10, Medieval Mist. The value's the last, race 10, number 6, and that is Penthouse Poet. The quaddie, it's going to be a flexi day, but first leg 1, 2, 4, 6 and 12, second leg 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, third leg 1, 2, 5 and 9, and come home on numbers 2, 6, 7, 13 and 15. Play of the day, I'm going to go the first running double I'll be taking in the first leg, race 1, numbers 9, 10, 13, and just into number 10 in the second leg, try and get some value out of my best bet.
Thanks, Dino, good luck.
Thank you, Trent.
Warren?
Bossy Rose, the best for me. Race 5, number 8, and race 8, number 1, Street Spun. At a bit of value for the quaddie. First leg, 1, 4, 6, and 12. Second leg, 1, 4, 5, and 9. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, and 6. And home with numbers 2, 7, 13, 15, and 16. Going to play race 8, Quinella's Exactus and Trifectas as my play of the day with numbers 1, 4, 5, and 9.
Good on you, Warren. Thank you and good luck.
Thanks, Trent.